Unbelievable times, eh? Unbelievable. Mate, just can't believe it. We should be on now, buddy. We should be on now. I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to start. It's just absolutely insane, mate. Look, everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com, folks. And Jason Woodforth is plugging in with me today in lockdown Queensland. And around Brisbane. So this is amazing. We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And we knew it was going to happen. And you know what's amazing? Because we're going through it in Sydney. I mean, I'm out doing a few things today. No mask. It's pretty eerie out there. I'm on Sydney's northern beaches. I'm not in the west, but it's crazy. There's just nothing's open. Nobody's around. There's just maskers here and there. People are getting a coffee. Everyone's scared. Everybody's inside. It's very strange times. I can just see nothing but destruction to local businesses and small ones. And now we have, you know, Wesfarmers, Bunnings, Coles, Woolworths, IGA, all these people who have turned around on a power trip now, demanding that we jump through all these draconian hoops, putting, you know, security on the doors, all of this stuff. I was just speaking to Leon on the podcast the other night, Jason. He used to do Fair Dinkum Radio.
Yeah.
He's kind of gone underground now. He's just up the coast, and he just lost his job with Woolies. He's been a delivery driver for a lot of years, you know. And he said now they're demanding tests and, you know, and masks and all of this. And he had a talk to the boss and they've stood him down. Basically, he's going to see what his options are, but he won't submit. And he said they're just getting so heavy now, like Woolworths and all that, to the point where, yeah, they're acting worse than the cops or the government. So this is where we have to withdraw our support from these people. It's unbelievable, but it's amazing to see how they targeted Queensland differently this time.
Yes.
So, you know, you guys just had those snap lockdowns before where it wasn't too bad, but now we can see the Brisbane, the Melbourne, Sydney lockdown roll on to you guys, and the way that they just came up with these Delta variant numbers from nowhere. Fucking hell. If you would have had these cases, you would have had them before. Why did you just have them now? And the way they just did it, and I watched it in slow motion, just bang. This is like watching a TV show, how they just lie and manipulate, and how the public can buy this nonsense is unbelievable. And then poof, overnight, what did we say? Watch the cops in Brisbane change. Absolutely change overnight. Yeah, the last lockdown protest, which you guys weren't in these type of lockdowns, they were different. The cops were okay, chatting to people, you can have your protest, blah, blah, blah. Now they changed overnight. And this is what I keep saying to people. You cannot talk these cops down. They are not there to protect you. They are not on our side. I keep seeing people trying to talk about the law to them. You know, oh, I think we can get through to the cops. They understand what's going on. No, they don't. Because we saw them in Brisbane completely change over to the night, where now they're arresting elderly people in parks where they're having a fucking heart attack on the ground and they're laughing at them. So they don't care. You can't reason with them. They're like robots. So forget it, folks. They are not there to protect you. They are not your friend in any way. They are the enemy of the Australian people. They're traitors. They're not there to protect and serve. They're there to protect the system that's being rolled out in this country. It's coming from overseas. They don't see it and they don't care about it. And they're breaking the law, Jason. So I've seen people trying to use common law with them, trying to say, look, they're trying to say, you know, you have to do this. I know common law. They don't care. They don't care. I've got a mask exemption. Don't care. Arresting you and handcuffing you anyway. Doesn't matter about the. We are in a rogue situation now. Government don't care about Commonwealth laws. This is why we're in a dangerous situation in this country now. Police, government, media, well, they just don't care. There's no laws here anymore. It's Mad Max 2.
Mad Max 2 apparently is set in 2022. There's a big conjecture about that. But Mad Max, the series, was put in place for a reason. But Adam, currently here in Queensland, I'm going to use the whole of Queensland because, there's 4 million people locked down here in Queensland. Let's go 100 cases currently divided by 4 million. Where are we at there as a percentage? We've got 0.0025% of cases. Again,
and you've gone into Sydney lockdown style.
Yep.
I mean, this is not your old lockdown. This is the serious one now.
Yeah. And Adam, look, okay. So I trained a guy today and he works in IT. So he had to ring up Queensland Education and ask for a meeting in a week or two's time. Anyway, every time he's had to get a meeting when we were actually in lockdown, because he had to do it a couple of times, they've gone, yeah, no worries, all will go blah, blah. Anyway, this time he said, oh, mate, nothing until September late. And he's like, because this guy's awake. And he's like, really? He goes, mate, it's always been like a week or two. He goes, no, mate, can't do anything till September. So Brisbane, Southeast Queensland, the 11 areas, get ready. You're at least till August 28th with New South Wales with Berezerkov. If not, we're going into September as well.
Mm.
And let me talk about that fucking evil piece of fucking bitch fucking fuck.
I was gonna say careful, buddy. Now we don't make any threats to these people because they've just changed the game.
Man, so fucking lowlife, fucking bitch. She's now telling grandparents.
Yeah, not to see
their grandkids.
Not even look at them. This has gone around the world.
Unbelievable.
The whole world are just going, fucking hell, Australia's a penal colony.
This is, Adam, I've just had I've got two grandsons. In the last 48 hours, we've had one of them literally here the whole time. And, mate, they even sleep in our bed. They're 5 and 6. They get kids. And whether that's right or wrong, I don't give a fuck. We're right in these fucking times right now. I'm loving those kids to death.
You're going to get arrested soon for that. And they're telling grandparents not to touch them. Their grandkids look at them or have anything to do with them.
I hold their hands across the road. I hold their hands when I need to hold their hand. I give them kisses and cuddles. And I won't fucking stop.
I sent you an article today, Jason, unbelievable, where that psycho, and I've been saying these Jeanette Young, these health officers that are in charge of all of this, they look like they've got them from sanitariums, like mental hospitals, and just gone, hey, they're all the same. They're these creepy old ladies with they're all inverted, their glasses. We were talking about that. And she's actually said today, not to put your face outside your door.
Yes.
In Queens, I'm not kidding. Yes. And she said not to do online shopping.
Yes.
Not to do online shopping. So I think they're going to starve us. They're going to take away online shopping soon so we can't eat.
Yeah.
And we can't go outside. And that's what's going to happen if you're not vaccinated. That's what we're hearing. You're going to be made to stay inside. And then once they get the numbers to a certain level, you're going to be taken to camps. And you will not be able to get out of there until you're vaccinated. And I believe this. I'm not fear-mongering.
No.
There's a lot of military build-up now, especially in Queensland. Where the fuck is this going? It's insane. And it's just worse and worse by the hour and that you can't even report on it. It's insane. I thought that what we were talking about months ago was crazy, and now it's like far out. They've got choppers over our heads.
Well, Adam,
in Sydney, blasting horns and telling you to go inside and obey.
Yeah. Adam, that would be interesting to go back a year. It would actually be interesting to go back to every single talk we've had.
They're tame.
Yeah, yeah. So, Adam, it's just on your glasses comment. Yeah, like ScoMo, I noted all last year, he always had his glasses on crooked. That never made sense. Now that fucking piece of shit in New South Wales, that thing that looks like a man, probably is a man, she is wearing her glasses crooked, let alone the fact that where do they get them from? Like
crooked glasses shop.
And then the other one is all the pictures they're taking of the politicians are whilst they're taking their mask off. Have a look. The lead photo is so often, ScoMo or Jeanette Young or Premier piece of fucking shit, bear a jerk off, whoever it is, they've got all these mask pictures. They take their masks off and they're looking down, but their eyes are looking up. It's the same. If you don't realize this is a plandemic of planning, I don't know why you listen to this channel.
Have a look at this today as well, Jason. This shows you where they're going. This is Australian counter-terrorism chief, okay? Stephen Rice, maybe. This is anti-jab violence, okay? Anti-vaccinators, anti-vaxxers violence, and the cops have vowed no mercy. They're saying that activists who incite violence at lockdown protests or anything, and this is a surge of online death threats against political leaders and chief health officers. We were just talking about Jeanette Young and these people, right? Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Scott Lee told The Australian he was deeply concerned about the escalation here and this kind of environment, and about people in lockdown who are spreading conspiracy theories and threats towards them because they could be mentally ill. And Leon was talking about this on one of his shows the other night, that you notice all these stores, and I saw it today as well. You go into these big department stores or whatever around, and they have all these signs up now, and Woolworths and Coles and Aldi have just released a statement to not be violent towards them. And they've got signs up through the stores like, don't be angry, don't be violent, calm down, all of this stuff. So they're locking people down, destroying our lives, destroying our communities, destroying family units, jobs, so people don't have money. And when people are getting frustrated, they're saying, hey, don't be violent. Hey, are you violent? Do you need medication? Do we need to taser you or something like that? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, Jason, calm down. I don't like your tone of voice. No. Are you angry, Jason? Are you angry? Hang on, that's a threat. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're saying online conspiracy theories are becoming a real-world terror threat. In the wake of the arrest of a Perth man for impersonating a police officer following an investigation into fake video purporting to show AFP Commissioner Reece Kershaw plotting to overthrow the federal government. You know the video that was going around where they were going to do that, and you called it a PSYOP straight away?
Yep.
It was a PSYOP. It was fake, right? But not only was it fake, the whole thing's a PSYOP to trigger this. The arrest, it's like the false flag shooting, how they knew that that video was going to get circulated online so they could bring in mass censorship. This is the same thing that they're doing. The whole thing is a PSYOP because it got shared, and they're talking about 100,000 times it got shared online, and how individuals who shared this are now terrorists. Okay, so this was all a video leaked on purpose. They're all actors, and they're all probably cops who did it, right? So this is unbelievable what they're doing. This is too big to go through, but they're saying they're investigating all of this, and police intelligence agencies, they're saying that they're concerned about social media platforms. They're pointing out Telegram, which they're going into these groups. They're saying that they've all moved over there from Facebook and Twitter. And they're saying that people are making death threats in these groups. And they're saying on Rebel MP Craig Kelly's Telegram page, several posts contain death threats against Scott Morrison and other politicians. Okay. And what's happening here, people, is that trolls have infiltrated Telegram groups, and they're making death threats on these pages, screenshotting them. They're federal police spooks. And then they're taking that information and blaming it on these groups as an excuse to basically take away our freedom to even talk anymore. And they're going to, what have we been saying on this podcast? They are going to criminalize free speech because they're going to make you out like you're a terrorist. And that's where they credit what's going on. So that's kind of the latest. The whole thing, and I just thought, wow, that video is really good. We'll share it. It's interesting. But I actually took it down off my site because I don't trust it. He goes, there's no way they would do that. Now they've got doing it.
Well, you're breaking up. Arrested. Adam, you're breaking
that's
up.
That's bullshit. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. You were breaking up pretty bad just in the last 20 seconds.
That's the bullshit that they've arrested this guy in Perth over that. The whole thing's a psyop. And yeah. Now they're infiltrating groups to make death threats. And that's not anybody I know doing that. I'm in some of these groups and everybody is spot on. They don't. That's the important thing that we have to do now, mate. You really have to make sure that you don't threaten these people because spooks are listening. They're dobbing in and all of this stuff. So I want to keep our shows. We can fucking swear all we want, but I just want to keep professional now and keep our information getting out there and post as much as I can, because this is getting very, very worrying now in this country and very deeply disturbing. And so, you know, that's what they're infiltrating all these big groups now. And they're doing that. And they've done it all along, but now it's getting worse. Boy. Oh, wow. Weird times, buddy.
Oh, beyond weird times. Where am I at? Okay, so there's a Sydney principals given 21 hours to confirm student vaccinations, right?
Yep.
So, but here's the story with the numbers. 21 is your 3. 2 plus 1 is 3. The next thing they mention is less than 24 hours. And say why say less than 24 hours? You just told us 21, right? 2 plus 4 is 6. So you're 3 and you're 6, 3 sixes. Then down the bottom, you've got by 9 a.m. and announced year 12. So 9, you flip the 9 to a 6. You 1 and 2 is 3. You again have 3 sixes. You've got a 3, 6 at the top. Actually, you've got a 3, 6 at the top, and you've got a 6, 3 at the bottom of the reflection. Everything is by the numbers, people. I know it's hard to believe sometimes, but look at the numbers. Today's case numbers in Sydney was 233. What was it yesterday? 199. Flip it. I think 199 is a powerful number too. And one day they did 136 that one day and 163 the next day. This is just a joke, people. This is beyond a joke.
And what's Gladys Berejiklian's Berejiklian jiggly balls? What's her target for New South Wales, Jason? Yeah, but what's the amount of people I sent to you today? Six million. Absolutely incredible. And I did put up a bit of information today, and people can clearly see that. You can clearly see that this is all being done under state of emergency powers laws, and that they can't do any of this without those laws. So that's why they're rushing folks.
They can do whatever they want with any law.
I think this state of emergency laws, that's why they've extended them. It really helps them to get all this through. And I think once the vax numbers are high enough, because I watched a video of a guy in UK and he said, Australia, do not go towards those vaccine goalposts, because when you try to get there, they keep taking it further away. And he said, you guys have got to stay more than half the country unvaxxed, because once they get ScoMo gets to that 70%, then they turn around and they change the game again. They double cross you, and that's when they bring in everything. But it does seem to me that the state of emergency laws are definitely helping them to do this. Well, I definitely think about it, but boy, they're pushing this through. They really want to get this done this year. And you look at there are a sheer amount of numbers. I mean, there's something like 2 million Australians who are fully vaxxed. 2 million, just over. I mean, there's 25.5 million of us. That is a large number, and it looks like 10 million or something have had one dose, and they're either not going back or they're waiting. I don't know what's going on with those stats, but how the hell is ScoMo going to get that 80% or 70% this year? How are they going to do? It's crazy. It's crazy. It's insane. The propaganda is out of this world. Out of this world. I've never seen anything like it. It's just, I can't even watch it anymore to report on it. It's overpowering and overbearing and overwhelming on steroids. They're not stopping, mate. They're not stopping. This is what Leon said the other night, and he's a seasoned journalist. He said it just doesn't matter anymore because they're not acting in the law. They just don't care. ScoMo's up there the other day with a press conference lying through his teeth, telling you, Jason Woodforth, that you live in a free country, that this is a democratic society, and you don't have to get the jabs, and we're not going to push you, because guess what? You have rights. And we want all Australians to be happy. And there's a fucking military general standing behind him, you know? And it's just unbelievable to me. He is lying through his teeth. A lot of them are. It's absolutely disgusting. And I just want to finish before you go on this, Jason. A guy from yesterday I watched on TikTok or Telegram, a pretty hard guy. He was from Bondi. And he said, look, I'll give it to you straight. You know why they're targeting these areas in Sydney West? Bankstown, Canterbury, Bankstown, you know, Fairfield, you know, Parramatta. He said, like, a lot of these communities are Muslim. A lot of these communities are Lebanese. They come from war-torn backgrounds. They know what it's like to live in a tyrannical state, a police state. They're tough people. They're the toughest people in Sydney. You know what I mean? And he said simply they're targeting them because they need to bring these people down. They need to get them jabbed under the foot, under the boot, you know, have them tagged and under control quickly. Once they do that, the rest of us are gone because mm-hmm. there's no fight back here. Where I live is all white European families and they're all inside with their masks on watching Netflix. None of them are going to do a fucking thing. In fact, a lot of them love this. They think that it's wonderful that this is happening. They can't get enough tyranny. They think that the government's not going far enough. But these people in the West, they don't want a bar of this. There's very extremely low vaccination rates over there. They're getting bullied and picked on because they're being targeted by militarized police, by the government, and this is war on these people. And boy, they're threatening the shit out of them, scaring the hell out of them, and they're coming down very hard because they know once they get this area of Sydney vaccinated and under control and masked and under submission and doing what they're told, the rest of us will fall. So these people are fighters and these people have muscle and these are the strongest people in Sydney. And if they go, we're all gone because the general white Australians will do nothing, nothing to stand up for anybody. All of us will and our listeners will, but it's only a small amount. These guys, if they go fucking bananas, you've got a war on your hands. You absolutely have. So that's why they're doing this. And they know. And it's not got anything to do, Jason, with protecting anybody from a virus. How bloody stupid can people be? We're supposed to believe that in Fairfield, the virus is going around like a pinball, but it doesn't go out of these areas. If there was a pandemic, this virus wouldn't be discriminating in certain areas of Sydney West. We'd all fucking have it. It would be everywhere. But nobody has it around here. Nobody has it around there. They've just got it in these areas that they've targeted in Sydney West. And if the virus gets to the edges of those districts, it bounces back like a ping pong ball. It's insane. You are being targeted over there because you guys are the toughest and strongest people in Australia with the most strictest family values. And you guys know what it's like to live in tyranny and you will more than likely fight back. And once they got you guys under control, we fall.
And Adam, I can confirm with you with the Muslims in that area because a mate of mine...
They're tough guys, Jason. They're tough. Guys. Yeah,
they may be tough guys, but guess what? They're submitting. They're obeying.
Yeah, I know. It's so scary.
Many of them have actually gone and got their jab.
These
tough boys have got no common sense and are actually very fearful of the government. So our hope of the alpha male, the big, strong, tough alpha males, and like speaking of which, I went into the protest in Brisbane here on Monday. Our last one had 40,000, they reckon. Look, even it was 10,000. They controlled the police because of the numbers. This time around, we thought we'd just do a drive-through because it looked very eerily quiet. It was a Monday, better than being, it needs to be really a Saturday or a Sunday. And there was that many cops at the place to meet, and the place to meet was very strange. So I wonder really who set this up.
Yeah, that was a psyop, buddy.
Yes. So
they did it in Sydney last weekend. Same thing. Right.
Mm. Yep. So we got out of there, but they actually this time around, as you mentioned earlier in the program, is that they started arresting here in Queensland. Now, I don't know, except for Monday, whether or not we've actually had a single arrest here in Queensland the whole entire time. The cops have been just fantastic. And there's only ever been, Adam, and any one of the ones I've gone to, I'm going to go into a couple, is just a handful of cops. I'm talking just two or four or six for 2,000 people. They turned up 160 of them. I've got inside word there was 160. that were setting up for us. So it certainly has changed here in Queensland.
Yeah, that's right. You got they did that Sydney last week. They set up their own protest through the media. Mm-hmm. Absolute psyop. And then they conquered the protest and gloated about it.
Yeah.
On the weekend.
Yep.
On the weekend.
We got to be so, I was a bit fearful about going to this one, and one of the guys, we went with a group of five just to protect ourselves, and you've got to get on numbers, people. And I just said, but he wanted to go back, and I said, okay, now they're meeting at New Farm Park. I said, the first place was a dumb place as well because the location, and it made no sense for 10,000 people to turn up to where it was. And the second place was literally a one-way street in and out into New Farm Park. There's a secondary position, but literally the way they could have shut down that area with just like three streets alone, that's it. You couldn't move. Like, why would you send your people to such a location? So, yeah, interesting.
Oh, man. It's scary, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
It is scary because even I look at France and that, you know, like they're still fighting. There's massive numbers of people that are still fighting. I saw images and footage over there where these cops were pointing automatic weapons at people. I haven't seen that before on the streets, you know. And I saw footage last night in Germany where these cops were just like grabbing women by the throat and throwing them on the ground. You know, and it's just disgusting. And they're still fighting in those countries. We just had one protest. And I just feel like, I hate to be negative, but I feel like eventually we're all going to have to get it. It's like that, you know, and there's nowhere to run. I don't know what to do. It's so fucking scary and depressing, you know, it's like crazy. I can't understand how people still think that this has anything to do with some virus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, fucking riot police, like strangling people and throwing them on the ground, just... it's unbelievable how incredible what they did last weekend in Sydney. I've never seen anything like it. Sydney was an open-air prison. Sydney was the biggest police state in the world. The whole thing was locked. Just hundreds of cop cars everywhere, lined up and all down the streets. Cops on bikes, on foot, undercover, everywhere, choppers overhead. Everybody being questioned. You couldn't go near the place. There was like 50 of them swarming on every person. They were arresting people just for suspicion of why they were there. But there was never, ever, ever a protest organized anywhere in Australia. They did it. They organized their own protest, put it through the media, and then, as I said, conquered it and boasted about it. It was just huff and puff. You know, it was a sign of what you're going to get if you dare to organize another protest. But then the very next night, they were begging people not to protest because I think there's more. There's actually real ones coming up. But they, you know what? They were threatening. The cops were swarming Sydney West train station because that's how they get into Sydney to protest, right? They go straight through. And they were threatening if anybody's going into Sydney on the train for a protest, $100,000 fines.
Just change won't stick, but anyway.
It won't. It's all fake. It's all fear. But how are they? They've gone out of their minds. And they've gone out of their minds, but they're so scared. They're so scared. And in what you said before, I think there's just too many. I was looking at the population made of just Canterbury, Bankstown, or whatever it was, area. This fucking, like, how many? Is 250 or 300,000 people in one area. I mean, there's just too many. They're angry over there. And yes, they are getting the jabs. They are slowly starting to fall. But I still think that there's just too many of us. There's too many of us. There's more than 20, mate. There's still too many. If they stand up now, if these protests do happen, they just won't be able to do anything. But I don't know. People are putting out articles in the big alternative media overseas saying Australia has fallen. I put them up that we are now a post-democratic country, and that this is basically military medical martial law, because they can word it however they want. The fact is they got military on our streets, and they're imposing curfews. And I don't know anyone in the West. I can't find out any more information. They did admit that they're going door to door. So it's really crazy times, buddy. They're not stopping. They're not stopping, and they just get more threatening. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's Adam, we've got to keep this one short because I know you've got to get rolling with chores, errands to do. So all I can say is that I think we'll be back on in a week, and it'll be amazing what we've got now to say in a week's time. And I should go back and visit one from 6 months ago to say what we were saying. But as I said in the last one, the second last one, I said, mark my words, people, we will still be here in 12 months' time. And as I haven't said yet on this podcast, as I say on every podcast, people, we are still here. This is not going away.
Well, not only that, it's getting worse. We are hearing folks that, what was it, by end of August or into September, we're going to be in stage 5?
Lockdown? I don't know if you're going to go to stage 5. I think it's too early in the piece. I won't rule it out. Oh, absolutely, I won't rule it out. But the intel we just got about stage 5 here in Southeast Queensland, it just seems too much information. It's like, and it also said November 31st, and November's only got 30 days, and there was something else in it that just went, no, I think this is a distraction. That sort of stuff will come. Will it come then when it says? I would say no, because we've never nailed anything but the last lot of lockdowns with the state of emergency powers. Because we all got this one wrong, especially for Brisbane. We didn't see it coming. So I really don't think I'm going to say no to stage 5 martial law in August, September, but I certainly won't rule it out, because who knows what distraction they're throwing us this way, so they can go this way. I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't read their playbook anymore.
It's hard, eh? Yeah, Gladys Berejiklian in New South Wales is saying now in the papers today, the only way out of lockdown, the key out of this is 6 million to be vaccinated, which would leave around 2 million people in New South Wales unvaccinated. And once they get that, they turn on us. And then they turn on them like they're doing in the US. And you've got to keep wearing masks. It's just crazy, mate. They're calling fully vaccinated Americans super spreaders. And so that's what they're doing. They turn around and just change the game and stab you at the back. So Israel now, before we plug out, have brought in a third Pfizer shot for the population, and because the vaccines are failing, and they're failing in Iceland, one of the biggest vaccinated populations on earth, and they're failing in these countries. So what I think it's about, mate, is fear, just intense, massive amounts of fear, and they will take us to the edge of hell and right to the tip to scare you into getting that jab, and we just have to hold our ground. Don't budge. Don't get it. And stick with us here, folks. We'll know more soon. Take care, buddy.
You too.
Great to have your insight on. And boy, you guys are locked down now. What's it like before you go in your area? You are, at least you're not around Brisbane, I guess, but you're kind of, at least you've got a little bit of space where you are. Is it like pretty severe or?
No. Okay. So not too bad. Brisbane City's pretty bad, yep, but it's 250. Hang on, I do have to go too. Brisbane City's pretty bad, but up here, 50 minutes away from Brisbane, I just got told by the guy I was training here before that there was people in his estate, cops in his estate, pulling people over, and one guy said, "Oh, for an RBT." He said, "No, I got pulled over asking where I am going and for what reason." Yep. So that has never happened in Brisbane. It has happened in the border, but we're talking, this is happening all over Southeast Queensland, a very, very large area.
Yeah, that's happening. They're questioning everywhere you've been, where you're going, what you're doing, everything, what time you took a shit in the morning, and everything like that. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, ooh, Australia is a criminal police state.
We're on a prison island.
We are a prison island on the tip of martial law. So, pray for us, folks. And good talking to you, buddy, because, wow, getting your insight on what's happening. We'll know more soon. Take care. Support me over on CrazyFiles.com, folks. Chat soon, mate.
Ciao, mate. Peace out, buddy.